So we're going to go to the phone line now. I am ready to chat with actor Steven Weber. He is probably best known for the role of the fun-loving, more relaxed of the brothers on the TV series Wings back in the 1990s on NBC. And now you're back on NBC, Steven, on a program called Chicago Med. Tell me how that turned out, because apparently you joined during last season and they are making you a permanent character.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. How'd that happen? I mean, the role came my way. I'm a journeyman actor, and things slowed down during COVID, but this role came my way, and I leapt at it. It's Dr. Dean Archer. He's a former naval surgeon. He's got some issues, some PTSD. He's got some, I would say, behavioral issues. He's not great with people, but he is an excellent surgeon. They expanded my role on the show, which I'm very grateful for.
Now, obviously, when you've got quirky characters, that leads to certain tensions between different characters. Describe that for me, your interaction with the cast on Chicago Med.
Well, I mean, obviously, the character is kind of an obstacle for the crew that's been there, you know, the cast of characters that's been there, because he's a bit of a throwback. He's a bit of a martinet. He's kind of militaristic in the way he runs his ED, the emergency department. He is a caring doctor, absolutely, but he needs to keep the beds open for people. He needs to keep a kind of a rotation, if you will, and it can be a bit frustrating for some doctors who actually put their entire passions into each patient, and there's just not time. There's so many patients out there, so many people who need help, and so it's this doctor's job to kind of keep it running, and that rankles people.
Yeah, and I would imagine there's a lot of physicians out there. Rome, Georgia, which is where I'm based, is a very large, we have a very large medical community. And I'd imagine that a lot of our doctors in this day and age can relate to that.
I'm sure they can. I think the show Chicago Med has actually talked about that in some fashion. Like I say, a lot of the stories are more or less ripped from the headlines. But these places are not kind of homespun, quiet little county hospitals. These are, or doctor's offices rather. These are big city hospitals that have lots of issues, lots of patients, lots of economic issues too. And the show really does a great job in exploring every bit of it.
Awesome. So now the show actually returns to the airwaves of NBC. This coming Wednesday, September 22nd, what can people expect for the first episode of this season?
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on. There's obviously the season ended with the Dr. Ethan Choi being shot. And so now he's currently in recovery, and my character being made head of the ED. And so there are, the normal kind of exciting stories that come in, but now it's with my character in the mix, and he's flawed, and he's flinty, and he's kind of picking off the other doctors who are used to a more, I guess, softer approach under the former doctors now recovering, Dr. Choi. Yeah, it's gonna be a fascinating season. There's lots going on.
That's awesome. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Wings for a little bit, because to be honest with you, Steven, I didn't watch a lot of it. I wasn't watching a lot of TV in the 90s, some things, but I was in high school and college then, so I had other priorities. But I do remember watching a lot of episodes of Wings when it was in syndication, like on Nick at Night back in the early 2000s. And it struck me, the chemistry between you and Tim Daly, who played the more serious of the brothers, compared to your goofier of the brothers that own that airline in Nantucket. Was that kind of a natural chemistry? And do you guys maintain contact with one another?
We are still close, and we speak to each other from time to time. He's more or less on the East Coast. I'm on the West. mostly. And but yeah, we still keep in touch a lot. Chemistry with Tim was easy. We got along really well in a very kind of brotherly way. And you know, every time I watch reruns of Wings, I'm struck by how hilarious he is. I mean, my character was written to be overtly funny, let's say. But Tim's character, while it was supposed to be an uptight guy, that's not Tim. He was really playing a comic character kind of brilliantly, especially when it came to his frustrations at my outlandish behavior. We had a brilliant time on that show, and so many great actors were on it that are out there now. Tony Shalhoub, for one.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. Do you have a natural knack for outlandish behavior?
Do I have an outlandish behavior? Well, I mean, I guess when I was younger, I thought I did. It took me years to realize that the reality of behaving outlandishly is kind of boorish and would get me in trouble. And I eventually realized that it's probably better just to keep quiet and let other people act out, and I'll just sort of scoop up the crumbs and walk away quietly.
I'm sure it's really great study for your preparation and acting. And one thing I've noticed that really struck me about your career, Stephen, is that you've done some pretty diverse roles, because you have done the funny stuff like on Wings, but you've done some pretty serious roles, such as that of JFK.
Yeah. Yeah, look, part of my mission as an actor from the very beginning was to be as diverse as possible. I guess I became associated with more comic roles for a while, but really I've played more serious and even darker characters more steadily for the last, I want to say, 15 years, 20 years even, with some occasional forays into comedy. But mostly it's been fairly serious, and this role, Dr. Archer on Chicago Med, is no exception. I mean, this is sort of where I am as an actor now, but, you know, something light and breezy comes along, that would be fun to do again.
Awesome. And I know our time is limited at this point, but I do want to ask you, because I know we've got some very talented people in our listening audience, what would your advice be to those who might be interested in going into acting?
Be nice. Be nice. Be nice to people. Nice people will hire you if you're nice.
Well, that's pretty simply put. And I thank you for that input. And I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Absolutely. And again, my guest this segment, Stephen Weber, the actor. You can catch him on the show Chicago Med, airing on NBC this coming Wednesday night. Stay tuned. We'll be back.